Let's move over now to page 35, which it starts out with your voice. You know, all these things here, you need to get somebody in your home, you know, one of your family members to listen to you. And I like the idea of recording, and there's a recorder that you can get from Radio Shack, and there's the number of it and so on, and it just goes right into the phone. Now, I've forgotten exactly how it works. I've got one, but the phone plugs into this thing, and when you turn on, when you pick up the phone starts recording. So it records the call. And, you know, when you hang up, it turns it off. So it automatically records, and that's the number of it, of the recorder, the record control and the recorder, the two of them, and, you know, a price that's not current, but it's probably about right. The idea with recording is if you're making phone calls, you need to record yourself, and you need to listen to it yourself without anybody else listening. And then once you get over that horror, then you want to start playing it for other members of your family and saying, what do you think of this? So, you know, you might have something in your car, you play it while you take a trip and say, here, I just recorded some calls. And when you get done with that, if I were the boss, I would say, listen, I want to work on greetings. Let's talk about greetings. Melissa, can you bring me in a good greeting for next week's meeting? So during that week, you're going to be recording yourself, and you're going to work on your greeting. And then you're going to, you know, you're going to record it. No, that's no good. Let's try it again the next call. And you keep going until you get a good greeting. I don't like the idea of a boss listening to the screw-ups because, I mean, I have screw-ups. I've been doing this for years. And I do stuff that I say to myself, God, why did I do that? You know, just yesterday, I got a pretzel in my mouth. I'm eating on the phone. We're talking to a customer. I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is so horrible. You know, then I'm like, do I spit it out, you know, because it make noise? You know, I was like, oh, my God, terrible. But, you know, we all make mistakes, and, you know, we learn by our mistakes. God bless us, and that's what we want to try to do. Recording is so important so we can listen to ourselves and we can have other people rate us that aren't going to give us BS and say, oh, Sharon, you're fantastic, you know, which I think you are, just listening to the way you handled this one. But, you know, we want to be like Dave Fowler. We want to be the best there is. So that means recording. And this is what we want our family members to listen to. Are we too slow? I remember I had a guy come up to me after a program like this, and he said, and it was the end of the day, and, you know, I'm getting ready to go home, and this guy comes up and says, Mr. Mitchell, I wonder if you could help me. I've got a problem. And I'm thinking, where am I hiding this guy's body? That's what I was thinking. I'm killing this guy for sure. You know, if you're talking too slow and you're talking to a guy from Jersey, you're dead. You're dead. You're just absolutely dead. They can't do business. You have to be operating at the same intensity as your customers are. So, you know, and if you record this, you know, you guys are probably pretty tight. You could probably play it back and listen to each other and make comments and stuff like that. You know, whereas, you know, some people, you know, better off listening to themselves and then taking it to their family and let their family comment on it. Are you talking too slow, too fast? How about your volume? Is it too low? Too soft, or is it too loud? Clarity. Are the words well enunciated? The pitch. Is it kind of annoying pitch, or is it a nice pitch that people like to listen to? The tone. Is it friendly? Is it sincere, pushy, timid? You know, those kinds of things. So those are some things you should do. Everybody on the phone should record themselves. And I know I record everything I do here, and I listen to this stuff back. And sometimes I listen back and I say, oh, my God. You know, like somebody asked me a question. I don't even let them get the whole question out. And I'm on to something else, you know, something that I just think, did I do that? Yeah, there's a recording. I did it. You know, I don't want to do it.
That left brain?
Yeah, it's the left brain. I'm pressing on, you know. Don't ask me questions, because that interrupts my flow here, you know. No, I do want to hear the questions. Let's move over now to page 36. Grammar. You know, grammar is something you learn in, like, I don't know, what is it, grammar school? I guess so. That's why they call it grammar school. Good newspapers, in my view, like the New York Times, you can improve your vocabulary. You know, you get a little dictionary and so on. You can, I mean, I think newspapers are sensational. That's why only the good ones. You can't be reading, like, the Free Press and the Detroit News, stuff like that. You know, that is, in my view, a waste of time. The same goes for a lot of these different magazines and that sort of thing. Those things, in my view, are fantastic. And you know what? You could be out of town for a month and not read a thing and come back, and 1 week later, you're right on top of things. So, You know, it just gives you all the information that you need to understand what anybody's talking about, and you can help customers with things you read in those kinds of newspapers. It can improve your grammar, sentence structure, vocabulary, and all that stuff. So valuable. The Wall Street Journal, that's what you need to get as a student. You get a special deal on the Wall Street Journal. And, you know, a lot of, like my son, for example, he's reading the Wall Street Journal now, the New York Times. He bought a monitor, big one. Monster monitor, which you can rotate. You know, you can take a monitor, and this thing comes, you can rotate it, so it looks just like a newspaper. The thing, I think it could be like 29 inches, you know, diagonal. It's huge. And he's got it in his gym, in his house. So when he's working out, he puts a newspaper up on there, because I got, you know, when you get these papers, you get the, you know, the internet versions of them as well, and passwords and all that kind of stuff. And so then you could bring it up, which is great. You could start sorting, you know, searching for whatever you want, you're interested in. Like, my son's an automotive engineer, so he could put in automotive, you know, autos, cars, you know, things like that. And it brings up all the articles and that. And then, you know, you can read this stuff and learn more about it.